Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. The history of our guest today, the buzz about Boston band Lake Street Dive, goes back further than their show-stopping appearance in Another Day, Another Time. The Showtime documentary filmed at Town Hall in celebration of the film Inside Llewyn Davis. It goes back even further than their one-camera street corner video version of I Want You Back that has well over a million views. The band formed in 2004, 10 years ago, while the members were attending the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston, and they released three albums before their new one called Bad Self-Portraits. The Cafe's Michaela Bajun asked them about the backstory behind the songs on the new album.
Now, this new album is some irresistible music running through songs of love gone wrong. Now, is it just a case that it's easier writing about bad love, or is one or more of you a victim of heartache here?
Oh, both? We're all victims of heartache. And it's definitely easy to write a sad song.
But you're so happy and upbeat.
Are we?
You'd barely know us.
It's true, on the basis of about a minute with you, I'm judging that. But any interband romances going on, or is that
no.
too prying?
Definitely not.
That's rule number one, no interband romance.
Excellent. And you're just friends, and you're good friends, because you've known each other for quite a while. Why don't you identify yourself and what you play?
I'm Michael Calabrese, and I'm sitting on the drums.
I'm Bridget Carney, I'm playing bass.
I'm Rachel Price, and I sing.
I'm Mick Duck. I play guitar and trumpet.
Mick Duck, also known as?
Mike, but there's another Mike in the band.
Right, so it makes it easier. Okay, well, let's hear the title track of your new CD. It's called Bad Self-Portraits, and it's kind of about selfies that the kids are taking now with their cameras and phones.
That's right.
Demonstrating their loneliness.
Now that he's gone, I don't have anybody to take pictures of.
Now that's what I'm talking about. I am so glad you did that song. The harmonies, the soul, the musicianship. It's Lake Street Dive on the World Cafe today with the title song of their brand new album. So let's get into your backstory, as they say in the movies. You all met at school at the New England Conservatory. Mm-hmm. What were you studying there, each of you?
Jazz. You know, our,
all of you?
Our respective instruments, yep, on jazz, yeah.
Wow. And look at what you're doing now. It's not exactly jazz.
It is not.
Right. Yeah. Although, haven't you recorded as a jazz artist, Rachel?
I have, yeah.
And how does it differ, what you're doing now, from your jazz singing?
Oh, man. I mean, it's completely different for me. I mean, the biggest similarity is that I'm still interpreting songs. You know, I think that it helped a lot that I grew up sort of interpreting songs, you know, that I didn't write, which I do in this band in the same way. And, you know, I applied the same sort of techniques that I used with those interpretations to, you know, to these. But it's a lot more exciting for me because I'm the first person to sing them.
Do you miss the jazz? Do you still sing jazz?
I don't really professionally anymore. But I think it's just as rewarding, if not more. So I don't really miss it. I mean, I still sort of have it around in a sense. Like I still sing the songs when I'm at home and I occasionally do a jazz gig. But, you know, I'm pretty stoked about this band.
And home is?
Brooklyn, New York at the moment, yeah.
And Bridget, what about you? Stand-up bass is still not something that's embraced by women that much, right?
Yeah, I guess it's less common, although I feel like I'm seeing more and more women playing the bass.
And so you started out in a jazz direction, too.
Yeah, or I went to college for jazz. I guess, like, I started playing music more in classical and, you know, was playing in, like, rock and roll bands in high school and junior high and stuff, too. So I guess probably have had diverse musical interests for a long time. And, you know, when you're going to college for music, then you choose basically jazz or classical. There's a few schools. Berklee College of Music is an example of one that has, like, pop department. But it's pretty rare. So, like, you know, if you're studying music, then chances are you're studying, like, either classical or jazz.
So as a jazz student, of course, you study improvisation, as funny as that sounds. And that probably helps you with your live gigs, I mean, more than the recorded stuff?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we don't improvise much anymore. Being in this group, the music, you know, doesn't call for it as much as the tradition of jazz does. But I think after going to school and improvising a lot and playing in lots of different musical settings and playing with lots of different people, we still like to retain a certain amount of playfulness when we're, you know, even playing songs that are 4 years old. And I think interaction and band interplays still plays an important role and keeps things fresh from gig to gig for us.
So the jazz education was not wasted?
No. I think if anything, it imparted upon us a sort of think-on-your-feet-itude that we continue to use every day.
Their Lake Street Dive, their new CD is called Bad Self-Portraits. So you met at school, and then you decided to go in this direction, and you were playing together for a while. You've been together for a while. And then you had a big breakthrough on the internet. Tell us about that.
Well, we were making a video to promote an EP that we released called Fun Machine, and it was mostly cover songs. And so, I mean, we've been making YouTube videos for a long time, and they're usually, like, very... I mean, there's no production put into them. We, like, would set up a flip cam, we'd get as tight a shot as possible, and we'd play, which is basically all we were planning on doing for this video. And luckily we have a great friend that offered to shoot it, and he stuck up one microphone, so it was already, like, double as produced as any other video we'd released. And but our location, like, completely fell through, or we didn't plan it. I can't remember what happened, but we ended up just doing it out on the street in front of his house where we were staying in Boston. And we did a bunch of videos that day, like a bunch of different songs, and then at the very end we just did I Want You Back, the Jackson 5 cover, and put it online. And, you know, it did kind of as well as all our other videos for about 5 months. And then after that, it just won overnight. It kind of just like went viral on the internet. There was like a, there was some celebrity tweets. There was some Reddit and World Star Hip Hop, just like the internet, you know, it's like, it's a, you know, it's a spaceship of possibilities. And it took us to, you know, a completely different place overnight. And ever since then, like, you know, things have been going a lot faster for us.
I bet you were surprised.
We were. And I think what we were most surprised about is you know, like we've all seen the viral video thing happen for musicians that were unknown on the internet. But I think we were surprised that it actually didn't just result in feeling awesome that so many people had seen our video, but it resulted in like sold out shows and new fans and a number of other things. And basically, you know, our potential to have, you know, a lot of a long career in music. So I think that's the most surprising part of it.
It's so wonderful. It's not surprising because your version of that song is awesome. And I hope you'll do it for us right now.
We will.
Sure.
I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always make you stand out in the crowd. But someone picked you from a bunch. One glance was all it took. Oh, darling, I was blind to let you go.
It's Lake Street Dive on the World Cafe today with the song that launched them into the current wonderful part of their career. Their new CD is called Bad Self Portraits, and you can hear that song again on YouTube and see them performing the Jackson 5's I Want You Back. Now, the last song featured Mike Olson McDuck on trumpet, who you also play guitar. Which instrument came first?
The trumpet. My dad put a trumpet in my hand when I was like in third grade or something.
And were you willing to start studying it, or why did your father want you to be a trumpet player? Is he?
No, he plays saxophone. My mom is also a musician, and they wanted someone in the family to have a gig on Easter Sunday, and because neither of them would have it as, you know, saxophone and flute players, because you know churches always want trumpet. So my dad was like, you know what, someone in this family is going to work on Easter and Christmas. And it's going to be my son. So he's going to play trumpet. Little did he know that, you know, I was going to do this kind of thing. I haven't had a gig on Easter in I don't know how long. Sorry, Dad.
When did you take up the guitar?
I started playing guitar after I graduated from the conservatory. I was using, you know, every practice room had a piano in it at the School of Music. And so, like, for songwriting, I would sit in a practice room and play piano. I graduated from college and no longer had access to a piano, so I needed something to songwrite with, so I bought my first guitar. I'm better now than I was then, thank God.
It wasn't that long ago, right?
Oh, gosh.
It's about 9 years ago.
Because
we've been playing for
ago.
A year. Yeah.
Lake Street Dive are here with us today. Where is Lake Street?
Minneapolis.
Oh, and that's where you're from.
That's right.
Yeah. And which is the dive?
it's a fictitious dive, but in the style of factual dives that actually exist.
Right. And you consider yourselves dive bar band?
That was the original intent. We were that, sort of.
Now, tell us about this song called Stop Your Crying.
It's Michael Calabrese's original.
Yeah, yeah. I think the first thing I came up with for this song was the chorus. And then I had to build the rest of the song around it. And I was like, you know, so I had to root through my brain and the history of my love life to find something that fit the topic of Stop Your Crying. So I decided to write about sort of like somebody who can't help but keep going back to someone, which is, I guess, loosely autobiographical. And then I was thinking a lot about Elvis Costello at the time and girl groups. And I don't know. I think that's where a lot of the chordal and rhythmic ideas came from.
There's a definite girl group vibe to it, so let's hear it.
I get your messages, I read them.
That is Stop Your Crying, Lake Street Dive, live on the World Cafe. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.